And welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Chin Music, with award-winning author Rick Robinson. We're going to talk about opening day in Major League Baseball. And this podcast is brought to you by K to Z Window Coverings, Blinds, Shutters, Shades, Drapery. Brandon and the staff do a great job. They've been in business for a long time. You need to check them out. You're going to hear their commercial just a little bit later. All right, opening day of Major League Baseball, Thursday, April 1, all 30 teams in action. We're going to talk about the Cincinnati Reds and why they used to always be the team that opened MLB along with the Detroit Tigers. Got some other interesting stories and information for you about Major League Baseball as the 2021 season gets underway. All right, don't forget to connect with me on social media, Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I've also got the TikTok channel. I'm the oldest dude on TikTok. That's right, Tommy Chrysan, connect with me. We're going to hear a message from our good friends at K to Z Window Coverings. Then we'll come back. We'll be joined by Rick Robinson. Time to talk some Major League Baseball opening day 2021. This is Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned.
K to Z Window Coverings.
Are you looking for interior plantation shutters, custom blinds, or draperies? Then you need K2Z, a local company owned and operated by Brandon Barton, a 20-year veteran of the window treatments industry. Call 791-1220. That's 791-1220 for a free in-home consultation.
K2Z Window Coverings.
Yes, we come to you. Call now,
791-1220. K2Z Window Coverings.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK, this episode of Chin Music with award-winning author Rick Robinson. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball as we do each and every week. Thursday, April 1 is opening day. All 30 teams are in action. Going to be a fun day. Don't call me. I'll be busy watching and listening to baseball. Rick Robinson, hello. How are you doing on the eve of opening day?
Well, don't call me either because I'll be watching and listening too, despite the fact that I have been offered two tickets to go to opening day to see my beloved Cincinnati Redlegs open the season. It's going to be 38 degrees in Cincinnati tomorrow for opening day. And I love watching baseball. And there was a time when I've been to the two games where they had snow delays. I was to the freezer bowl, all of that when I was much younger. But I can tell you right now, I'm not going to sit in 38-degree weather to watch opening day this year. I'll be with you, Tommy. I'll be sitting and watching television, listening to it on the radio, and waiting for the weather to warm up just a bit before I go and watch the games in person.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know a lot of things, but I do know that baseball and cold weather were not meant to go together. So I'm like you, but I'm looking forward to it. It's an exciting day for lots of reasons, especially the full 162-game schedule is planned to take place. We'll see. But, Rick, I have a question for you. Your beloved Cincinnati Redlegs, as you call them. For so many years, the Reds always opened the MLB season. Well, what's the story behind that?
Well, the story behind that was they were the first professional baseball team. So it was always tradition that the first pitch was thrown simultaneously in Detroit, which was the first American League team, and in Cincinnati, which was the first National League team. And those were the two teams that always opened up Major League Baseball. I believe it was during the March Schott era that baseball decided two things. One, they didn't like March Schott and they wanted to show her up with the Reds. But they did that by deciding they were going to have a Sunday night opener or a Thursday night opener or whatever it was, but have an evening opener the night before. Cincinnati is a very special place on opening day, Tommy. I mean, I wish you could come up here one day and watch this. There's a parade that comes from Finley Market, which is the market where all the fresh vegetables and things are sold in downtown Cincinnati. And the parade is longer than the damn ball game. you go downtown, you watch the parade, you go to the ball game. You know, my favorite days of baseball, even I remember one of the snow and cold delays. Each year when I would take one of my kids, we get to go on the tickets that I had for opening day. I would take one of them. I can remember one day, two times actually, being so cold and looking at my middle son, Zachary, and my youngest, Mackenzie, and each time going, "Are you ready to go yet?" And each time they're looking at me going, "No, Dad, the ball game's on. We don't leave till the ninth inning. We don't leave till the last out. Remember, that's what you said." And I'm sitting there freezing, going, "Well, bottom of the fifth is just as good. It's a complete game then."
That's funny.
But no, my kids would go to that. And just like me when I was younger, I mean, you go to your dad takes you to a ball game. You want to stay for the whole game. It's just because it was so special. You know, the person who would be the grand marshal of the parade would always be somebody that you wanted to see. And it would always range from, you know, Tom Browning the year after he retired, Johnny Bench the year after he retired, to Jim the peanut vendor, an old gentleman who sold roasted peanuts outside the stadium in a top hat and tuxedo. At every game, they made him the grand marshal one year. So it's just a special time in Cincinnati, where everybody, you know, you can say it's the spring starts after the first snow on the robin's tail, but I'm telling you, the spring starts after the first snow delay in a Reds ball game.
All 30 teams will be in action on Thursday, April 1, and that's exciting, and there's going to be scores and updates, and I don't think there'll be a lot of scoreboard watching, but there's always going to be a story or two. Some pitcher's going to have a great outing, or somebody's going to hit two or three home runs, and you know, there's going to be some team that scores a lot of runs. It's going to be a shutout. It's just, we just don't know where it's coming from, and that's part of the intrigue of opening day. The other thing I like is everybody's record is the same for the only time during the regular season, and everybody's stats are the same until the game begins and is played. So it's a fun thing. It's a special time for baseball fans. We know different stadiums have different attendance capacity rules based on their local guidelines and all that stuff. But nonetheless, I'm ready for some baseball.
I am too. And despite the fact that I'm still not sure what the television setup is for the Cincinnati Reds, I have to look after we get off the broadcast here to see if I can actually watch the Reds on television. I may be listening to them on radio, which is fine with me. You and I both enjoy the sound of baseball much as the sight of watching it on television. But you know, I look at it, and it is that whole idea that this is the time that hope springs eternal for every baseball team. It's one, that one point where you look at and you know, they're only going to get 100 pitches out of a pitcher, if at all. But you watch those 100 pitches and you go, "Oh, I don't know. He looked a lot sharper than he did at the end of last season. Looking pretty good." You know, there's so many great storylines, I think, to start this season, that it will be fun to watch the 162 games. And by the way, I blame the 38 degrees starting temperature on Major League Baseball when they went to the point where they had to start adding extra playoff games, when they took away doubleheaders, when they did all of those things. They pushed the starting day for baseball back 2 weeks, and we should be starting 2 weeks from now, not tomorrow. This is Major League Baseball's fart, and this is Phil Helton. This is something that they did years ago because a doubleheader lost money for them.
Well, always you can follow the money, no question about that. And, you know, it's going to be a fun time. And I think we're going to see some better baseball because of the full spring training. You know, last year, spring training was fractured. They started, they stopped with the pandemic issue. So, you know, it just, and then the 60-game schedule and managers.
differently because of that. So it's going to be good to be back to baseball. Now, we don't know if there'll be any interruptions or any issues. Time will tell on that, but I'm ready for baseball. We made our predictions last week. People can scroll back and listen to that podcast if you want. And about halfway through the season, we'll remind you of what we said there. But
and we will show, I'm ready for that. We'll be glad to show you how wrong we were in all of our predictions.
You know, I tell you what, though, you know, our predictions were similar.
And our predictions were similar, and I do think the big question is, can anybody beat the Dodgers this year?
Yeah, and I think that's the question. As I was looking around the predictions nationwide from the podcast writers, they were a lot similar to what we did. So maybe we're on to here. I don't know, but that's the question. Can anybody beat the Dodgers? They're loaded. So many good ball players and whatnot.
Such great pitching.
You know, and there's going to be
such great pitching and there's gonna be, on the Dodgers side.
I agree 100%. There's going to be some team that nobody's expecting to do well that will do well, and then there'll be a team that we're all thinking is going to do really good, and they're going to bottom out a little bit. But that's all part of the fun. I read box scores every single day. That's another passion of mine. I listen on the radio to many broadcasts, as many as I can, and I'm looking forward to it. There's just no question about it. And Rick, it's tomorrow when that umpire is going to yell the famous two words in baseball: play ball.
So, oh, I thought you were going to say I'm cold.
Well, you'll be cold. They'll be playing ball in Cincinnati and across the country for MLB. Rick, before we get out of here, tell people how they can get a copy of your award-winning work. You're an award-winning author with many publications in the political arena, but there's also some sports flavor.
Some of the sports flavor, and all you have to do is go on to Amazon, look for my author's page, Rick Robinson, and you'll see all, I think there's 13 now books, and soon to be a new one. We're just about ready to turn in a book that is going to be a, we'll have to do a whole show on this one. Maybe I can get a couple of guys on the show, but new book is just getting ready to get sent to the publisher, and it's for beginning fly fishers. Something totally different. Getting out of the fiction era and talk about what I really want to talk about, and that's fly fishing.
All right, Rick. Well, look, we'll do another podcast next week, and we'll be able to talk about the opening week of baseball, as today we focused on opening day. Rick, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Reds game in the cold and all the other stuff. We'll talk again next week.
Play ball, Tommy.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.